USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The lead physician on President Trump's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told Reuters he believes a vaccine for the coronavirus is not too far away.
We're likely going to have maybe tens of millions of doses in the early part of the year, but as we get into 2021, the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021.
Because of rising coronavirus cases, Chicago has decided not to bring back classes in the fall. And New York City is putting up roving checkpoints to enforce a quarantine for people coming from virus hotspots. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It couldn't be clearer why it is so important that there are clear rules in place for folks traveling in or folks who have gone out of the city and come back and have been in one of those 35 states.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Facebook removed a post from President Trump's profile saying it contained false statements about the COVID-19 pandemic. The deleted post included a video of an interview with President Trump on Fox News, during which the president suggested that children are immune to the virus. Facebook representative Andy Stone said, "This video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19. That's a violation of our policies around harmful COVID misinformation." This decision marks the first time that Facebook has actually removed a post from President Trump for information related to the coronavirus. Twitter has flagged several of the president's tweets, doing so for the first time in May after the site determined two of the president's tweets made about mail-in ballots contained misleading information about voting processes. Last month, the Commerce Department petitioned the Federal Communications Commission to develop plans to regulate social media platforms. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Congress is working hard to pass another coronavirus relief bill. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
They're all suggesting a deal could finally be struck by late this week, but the partisan divide is evident. As the Senate's top Democrat, New York's Chuck Schumer, says, the GOP proposal doesn't give American workers what they deserve, so their party will be sticking to its demands.
Until we achieve the caliber, the extent, the depth and breadth of legislation that the American people need, deserve, and want.
While top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says, while there has been some progress in recent days towards a deal,
while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about one inch in 8 days.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.